You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you have ever been curious about applying for the well-known ITV game show The Chase, but weren't sure whether you should make that move, well, we have with us one of the former contestants on The Chase. Mel Griffiths joins us. Welcome, Mel.
Hello, thank you.
What inspired you to apply for the show?
I had a period of illness in about 2016 when I wasn't working, and myself and my husband used to watch The Chase every afternoon like clockwork, and he said to me one day, you should apply. And to be honest, I just went on the computer and filled in the application form and thought nothing more of it. I just thought, whatever, you know, I won't get on. And So it was a bit of a spur of the moment thing, a bit of an impulse thing, because it was something I thought I might be able to do, and my husband clearly thought I should do it.
So when it comes to the application process, how accessible and easy did you find doing it?
The application form online is very accessible. The only bit I had a slight problem with, if I remember rightly, was attaching the photograph, but there was an email address to contact. And I attached my photograph to that and just said, you get an application number when you apply. So I sent them an email with my application number and said, I'm not sure if this was attached properly, but here's the photograph you were asking for. Please, could you attach it to my application? And they came straight back to me and said, yes, no problem. So although it was a little bit tricky, they've helped me to sort it out.
When it comes to disclosing your visual impairment, did you feel comfortable to disclose it?
To be honest, because I applied in 2016, I honestly don't remember at what point I disclosed it. Either it would have been in the application or it would have been in that accompanying email, because I would have had to explain why I was struggling to upload the photo. But I didn't feel it was a big thing. And I had previously seen visually impaired people on The Chase. So it wasn't something that worried me, because I knew that others had gone before.
And going through the auditioning process and the filming process, how accommodating were ITV to your needs?
Oh, they were amazing. They were so, so good. The audition was quite a big gathering. It was held in a hotel in Nottingham, and it was big, but there was always somebody to make sure I was where I needed to be. As far as I remember, they also helped me with form filling as well. So it was all... You know, if ever I needed some help, they were always happy to provide help.
And how was the experience of filming the actual episode itself?
That was incredible. It was just amazing. Again, everybody introduced themselves. It's quite a day, really, you know, because you have to. One thing that shocked me was you have to arrive with five different outfits, because they accommodate you with the other contestants, and they don't want you to clash to each other, I guess, and then you don't want any outfits that cause any sort of problems, any sort of strobing effects on camera. So this was all very new to me. So you arrive and they immediately wardrobe whisks off with your clothes and decides what you're going to wear, irons your clothes for you and puts them in your dressing room. All the time, you know, everybody was, you know, how can we help? What can we do? Every time I needed to go somewhere, there was somebody sort of at my elbow, ready to help. They were just amazing. They also took me onto the set just a few minutes before everybody else and actually walked me around the set so that I could just get a feel of what the set was like and, you know, how big it was. And as soon as I walked onto the set, I mean, there were loads of people there doing their own, you know, bits and pieces, lighting and sound and all the rest of it. But immediately, they're like, oh, hello, hello. Then there was a lady who is the sort of adjudicator who sort of monitors all the questions and answers and whatever. And she immediately was, you know, what can we do to help you? Is there anything specific you need? So all the way along, there were people to help.
How easy did you find interacting with the contestants, the host, you know, with Bradley and the chaser?
Very, very easy. As I say, because there were people around helping, I felt that they made sure that as the four contestants, we gelled, you know, so I think in that sense, there was a bit of facilitation going on there. You know, they made sure that we were all included in everything that was going on. the chaser, we had Dara on the day. He was a little bit aloof, but then he kind of is, I think. You know, he wasn't so interactive, but that was the same for all four of us. It was nothing different for me. And Brad was just amazing. Brad is just how you would expect him to be. And he absolutely adores dogs. He couldn't get his hands off my dog. She appears several times to the point where, I mean, they tell you not to look at Twitter when you're on when you're on TV because people can be quite cruel. And they weren't, to be fair, not to me. But one person did say, why do they keep zoning in on this dog when it's not even part of the game show?
As the episode has aired, can you reveal to us how you and the other contestants did on the show?
Yeah, three of us got to the final round. I think I scored four in the first round. So we got to the final chase. I took 4,000. I didn't take the higher offer. I thought about it, but I didn't. I felt that they kind of looked to me to be the one to sort of decide if we were going to pass on a question. And I, looking back on it, I think I was a little bit slow because obviously I couldn't see people's faces. If I'd seen two blank faces, I might have passed a bit quicker. So I felt like I was the unofficial spokesperson for the team. And if I was doing that again, I would avoid that happening. You know, it was great, and it was good that they felt confident enough in me to allow me to do that. But I think as a totally blind person, you know, it might have been helpful if it had been somebody who could have seen the blank faces and moved us along a bit quicker, because we weren't quick enough. We didn't get enough questions right. Sometimes on the chase, you hear people say, oh, well, I don't mind. I've had such a good day. I don't mind that I haven't won. And I'm thinking, well, really? But actually, you don't mind because you've had such a good time that, you know, it would have been nice to win some money, but we didn't. But, you know, I've got that memory. It was a fabulous day.
If other blind or partially sighted people listening to this are listening and thinking, I'd like to apply, but I'm not sure, what would your message be?
Do it. Absolutely do it. I applied in 2016. I was auditioned in 2017, completely forgotten about it. And my first thought was, no, I'm not doing that. My life's moved on since then. I'm not doing it. And my husband said, you are doing it. So I did do it. The Chase really is one of the few game shows that is totally accessible. The bit that you wouldn't see if you watched my show was in the middle round, where the question is displayed for the person to read. It's actually read out to me twice, although when it goes out on air, it's only read out once. So they make that accommodation, but everything is totally accessible. The ABC A, B, and C buttons are totally accessible. They're like little blocks that you press. You know, they're big and tactile. There's nothing that's going to trip you up because you're blind. If you've watched The Chase and enjoy it, go, because it's totally accessible, totally welcoming, and great fun.
And based on your experience, would you encourage people to disclose their visual impairment on the application form if possible?
Yeah, I would, because, you know, they want to help. They're waiting for you, so go and give it a go.
That is excellent, and we will see. Hopefully we'll get a few more contestants onto The Chase. Well, Mel Griffiths, thank you very much for speaking to us and sharing your experience of The Chase here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.